Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 19. Today we have artist and CEO Frenchie with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Hey, look, it's Frenchie. You tuned in. We at the Mac and Nelly podcast. Fuck with us.
Mac and Nelly in this. All through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
Episode 19. You fucking
We got Frenchie here with us today.
Chia.
What up, what up?
Into another day. Another problem.
This nigga rolling one of my fingers.
Rolling baseball bat over here.
Hey, come
that's
skimpy.
My favorite kind of guest.
Exactly. Exactly. You feel me? We cannot come skimpy.
Exactly. Mm-mm. So playoff season. That's
playoff
good.
Started, hey.
Yeah. Go Cavs.
That's go a real Cavs. Season.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, look at
it. Cavs was getting Cavs. Ass with, but they yeah. but they done came back.
But you know, we're like, to the finals.
For sure.
Listen, the Cavs are to the finals. I'm not gonna ever not. Nope. But they can't be playing. They can't be playing like that, man.
No.
Coming down from 20, 30
and
points.
And it's annoying. I hate that shit. Like, why even do that to yourself?
They're better than that for sure.
Poe said, no, they're not going to the finals.
It's just game one. We all right.
But still, let's just get this shit over with.
You know what I'm saying? You got to step on the niggas you're supposed to step on. You know what I'm saying? And get out of there. Because sweeping a team, that rest means something. Them little extra
definitely.
Couple days.
You know? You don't have to play 6-7 games.
Right.
For sure.
I was watching the Nori, was it Drink Champs, and Snoop was on as a guest, and he was talking about how he doesn't prepare. They don't prepare, either one of them, they don't prepare for their guests.
Right.
And they don't. And I'm like, that makes me feel better, because I do not be prepared.
I do totally unprepared.
I'm like, we're just going to do
this.
It's
more organic,
that's
man.
Cool.
We're not just all
right.
You know, we just
yeah,
in
exactly.
here kicking back.
Yeah, it does.
Better that way anyway.
And then you get to see how funny and clever people really are. And shout out to our network. Just wanted to
shout
some out guys
to the out. Network, Digital Soulbox. Much love.
Fago dropped video from Juice the God. That dropped. Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely go and check that out.
RP Juice, man.
Rest in love.
Sure.
And then, yeah. Anything else that you guys
they
want
just
to
started building dicks out in Des Moines. Hey.
What?
It's lit.
I try not to eat shit like that.
See what my plan is, because I live so close, I'm going to just walk there, eat, and walk home. You know, there's not much you can
what
say
are you
going
to order there? Because when I go to Dick's, I'll get two fries, like probably a cheeseburger or a hamburger, and then two shakes. That's why I can't eat.
Let
I'm greedy.
Get two deluxe or fries.
You
got to
get a deluxe, man.
Yeah. I'll do a hamburger tartar. Sometimes. I know, I'm random. But definitely deluxe, I feel it.
Deluxe,
in the tartar. Anyways.
Like two of them joints.
All top.
See,
two
I can't. I'll
good.
Do two fries, though, and two shakes, because I can never decide between chocolate or strawberry.
The fries are so slapping.
So
I can
bomb.
Only go there every blue moon, though. I can't go to Dick's every
yeah,
moon.
Exactly, yeah. And that's why when I go, I'm like, well, I got to get both milkshakes, because I don't know when I'll be back. So, yeah, we're going to start tea time.
Tea time.
Seahawks canceled Colin Kaepernick's visit after the quarterback declined to say he'd stop kneeling. This was a big deal on social media. I saw this.
Shit. I mean, at the end of the day, the Seahawks is an organization, you know what I'm saying? And they got to be worried about what they got to be worried about. And that's their own image. But that's kind of fucked up that you don't want an able-bodied quarterback because of his political views. That kind of goes against what America is. You know what I'm saying? So
right. It's just funny because everyone thinks Seattle's so cool. We're all this and
no,
that. And then now look
see,
at
these niggas is racist on the low.
Yeah. It's
and
just
that's
a
the worst
kind.
Type of racist. You know what I'm saying? You go down south, they gonna tell you to your damn nigga. at least you know these motherfuckers is in the closet with their racism. So it's kind of fucked up as a Seahawks fan. I'm not feeling it, but I'm still fucking with my niggas.
It was his first workout since he's been a free agent in over a year now. Mm-hmm. And they asked him after his workout, so what are your plans on the protest? And he was like, I'm focused on football, and he wasn't gonna agree to any preconditions. So I mean, they should have known that.
They just signed some nigga that nobody ever heard of from the Colts instead of Colin Kaepernick, and that shit's crazy. The nigga can play.
My thing is it really that serious?
Right.
You did? Mm-hmm. To be Because we know your stance on it now. You know what I'm saying? We obviously know you ain't with that shit or whatever, the kneeling or whatever, but I mean, you still got to feed your family, too. You know
so it was a plan. It was a planned workout, and they canceled it after. So it never happened.
Also, it never happened.
But so the thing about it is, I think at this point, it goes both ways. So it's like, okay, we get it. We know what you're protesting. But then at the same time, it's like, clearly, he doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
He would have been stopped.
Yeah.
So why now? It's like, he doesn't need the money, obviously. He's still getting his millions of dollars, right?
Yeah, he still got his money.
He still got money. He probably will lose a lawsuit. He'll probably win something from the lawsuit, I think.
That collusion lawsuit.
And so,
when you ain't generating, though, if you ain't getting it, he probably got money stored up and stacked up. But if you ain't getting no money, you know, that's going
to
be
right. But, I mean, at this point, I would hope that he's invested in some businesses right. and done right. something. I mean, getting paid to do something, because, come on.
Or you know how it go, making money off them charities you got going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. He has to be generating income.
He'll be doing something.
Because there's if he was just broke and this wasn't going to work, then he wouldn't be. And he don't got kids, I don't think. I don't think he's a father, so. He's like, whatever.
I mean, shout out to him for his commitment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's dope. That's probably the dopest thing about it.
At the same time, Seahawks, I mean, it goes both ways. Like you said, their organization, it may not have anything to do with their personal beliefs, but they do. Who wants that? No one wants that.
Mm-hmm.
So why should the Seahawks be any different?
We got rid of Michael Bennett, dog. Like,
the Seahawks. No one's fucking with Colin. Sorry. All right, so Tekashi 6ix9ine gets $5 million headphone deal. It's his own exclusive color. What is it going to be, like rainbow or something? What? Oh, it's red?
It's red.
Okay. Tunes Audio is who it's with.
Say what you want about this nigga, but he's doing his thing.
For sure. For sure.
That is bad, man.
You can't take that away.
Fuck him, though.
Fuck him, though, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
but yeah, it's like, it's just like everybody.
Yeah, it's
you're
like
doing,
everybody
your
doing your thing.
Really but talking about him is only giving him
it's,
the more
nigga's smart
because
he does shit purposely. So niggas, he put out that freestyle video and it was terrible. And I'm just looking like, all you niggas is going to share that shit.
You guys
going to
share. It's
going to
get hella views.
And it's just going to make it better for him.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's a master troll.
He's a fucking
sure.
master troll.
He's master troll.
Sure.
Dog, he's got everybody in the palm of his hand.
That's sure. great. That's why I try not to even talk about this.
That's
nigga.
Like the same shit. You could say like he's the new Young Thug. Like he's you know what I'm saying? Like, cause Young Thug was on that shit at first too. He just was on some shock and awe shit, you know. And let me just get this clout real quick.
Young Thug had me mad sharing everything. This nigga's tripping.
Look at this nigga, man. Like,
and his dresses.
And then I just sat there and thought, like, bro, these niggas is really smart.
Yeah, so, I'm
but shout out to him for that deal. That's what's good.
It's crazy though that's what gets you attention though. The bullshit.
Fuckery.
Yeah, fuckery. So Sabrina Claudio, she got caught on a fake profile bashing black women. So I don't know if it was a fake profile or one of her old profiles. I think it was her old profile
I
before
seen
she
something
changed
that says
it.
She wrote, oh, okay.
She changed it when she, it was like her, a previous account.
Right.
It was still hers. And
see,
she said something about it because somebody was like, oh, remember when they added her, when Sabrina was this account? Mm-hmm. And then she like reached and was like, oh, I missed those days or something like that. Like she was like, oh, I missed. Yeah. And so I guess
one where it said she had made one just to vent.
Just to say those things.
Yeah, just to
no,
say
I think
those
they
things.
Were. It was an old account.
Okay.
But could be still. And if she did that, that's just hella fucking weird.
We played her song.
People loved. I was about to say, people loved her.
She has good music.
Some tweets were, it was like, I guess I'll be a black girl for Halloween. It's, it must suck to be a black girl with no booty. Shit like that. Little stuff like that.
her response was, I'm sorry for not saying something sooner. I'm sorry for the short, straight to the point apology I posted on Twitter. Bitch, at those points, don't apologize. We don't want the apology.
Right.
You're not sorry, okay? Just say,
she's
I'm
like,
sorry
whether
I got
it was
caught.
Whether it was 6 years ago or 2 minutes ago, it was still wrong. The words I use are not who I was or who I am today. It's just like classic damage control.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Your publicist is going to say, put this statement out there. It's just like everything.
Yeah. You still fucking with her music? Is this going to make you not listen to her?
I was never, I think I liked that one cut by her. I was never really big on her anyway.
I don't even know who this is. Who are you talking about?
She's like this.
She's a singer. She got some cool music.
She's like a newer artist. What is she?
I don't know what she is.
What is she? No, I know, but what's her white? Is she? I don't think so, though. I think she's white and something, though.
But yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It's not
fuck
that big
her.
Of a deal.
Yeah,
I mean, she put out a song, like, I'm not gonna not listen to it because 6 years ago she said some dumb shit.
I just won't be checking for her. I don't give a fuck. If I really, really love a song, then, but fuck her.
Right.
Tristan, third trimester Thompson. just mere days before Khloe Kardashian gave birth to a healthy baby girl, videos of Tristan Thompson kissing and motorboating other women leaked online. So he really was, I didn't watch it. Was he really motorboating
bitches? Yeah, this nigga Tristan the GOAT.
Allegedly, though, the video is from October, so that's just Christian. Like, okay, let's release the video right before the new season of whatever reality TV show is coming out.
That's all that is.
Because it's just now coming out October.
That's all it is. Just some shit to make the show relevant. You know what I'm saying? She ain't going nowhere.
So I guess he got caught cheating with Khloe when the other bitch was third trimester, was pregnant.
I seen a post where it said the bitch, the same bitch put out a video of her fucking him and Fabulous at the same time.
Oh, wow. Choo-choo.
What's up with these hoes? What's up with these hoes? Like, why is it just, like, the thing to, like, just be a hoe? Like, these bitches be so pressed to, like, let you know that they've been fucking these niggas.
So his last girlfriend was pregnant? So he has a kid?
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't know all that.
To fuck with the Kardashians.
That's why he sucks at basketball. He got too much shit going on. No, he really... I think he's averaging 2 points this season, it says.
And I used to defend that nigga.
Oh, yeah, you did. And I used to say what?
I used to defend
he's
that nigga, dog.
He's a fucking bum. Because
he was an integral part for them teams, you know what I'm saying? But now he's just trying to, like, scrap.
I mean, this nigga, when we would be going on and online talking about acting like LeBron just had the best supporting cast, it would name this nigga like he was... Like, what? Did you just name Tristan Thompson?
But I'm saying, when you got a nigga getting you 4 or 5 offensive rebounds,
I mean,
that's
he
huge.
Should be.
I'm saying he should be. That's what he should be doing.
He's crap.
Yeah, he's crap.
Very, very. Anyway. So, yeah, that's T-Time. Shit, okay. So, I have Casanova Set Trippin' as my sleeper song. Punch you in your teeth, motherfucker. It's actually punch you in your face, motherfucker. I'll knock your teeth out.
You're so aggressive. But I like it.
I don't know what it is about this two-time music.
Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my eat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag on with that beeper. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my eat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag on with that beeper. Throw your hood up, nigga. Try to rep the hood, you ain't even dead. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to rep the hood, you ain't even dead. I'm set tripping on you niggas. Y'all don't bleed like I bleed, I'm gorilla. The homies mad cause some Crips is my hitter. I do a show, drop a bag, they gon' get you. I'm colorblind, I can't see shit. But this Mac on my dresser with a full clip. I don't crack under pressure, fuck the bullshit. When I slide homicide, did a news clip. Report live from your hood. On the phone, I wish you would.
That nigga's in the booth sweating.
That's Casanova. He kind of got a little bit of a Busta Rhymes.
That nigga was in the booth sweating. I know that took hella energy to be aggressive. Shit.
I'm gorilla. I like it. You know, I like it.
You gotta be from the East Coast, huh? New York somewhere.
Well, I don't know. Gotta be.
That's how nice of New York.
But yeah.
My song is Thutmose. I'm gonna say something called with Thutmose. It's called Woo Woo.
The cool kids, bikini volleyball. She likes to show off in her two piece. She runs the show around the way. When she come, we gon' run, we gon' duck, we run like oh. We out the door. She's a bad little mama, can't control it, and she know it. Have a show, have a show. You all alone, come tag along. It's a party going down, so I'ma know it. What's up with you?
Nice.
I'm not being no meal.
Yeah, that was great contrast from that last one.
Always.
Usually how it is.
Always.
Yeah. Usually how it is.
It's called Balance, and we kind of perfected that.
For sure.
That was... He always does that to me, though. But last episode, I played a gospel song from Snoop Dogg's Shaq. So. While we were getting high.
This is great smoking music.
Yeah. I see what's
Fuck
going on.
Fuck, dog. But Chevy was like, I want no part.
Nelly be rolling up melodies from here.
I really do, though. Okay, so... It's guest time.
Hey.
Today joining us, we have Seattle artist and RDM CEO, Frenchie Oso.
Mac and Nelly, we in this.
What up?
You know.
Okay, you having fun so far?
You got a good voice, man. Yeah, you got a good voice, man. That's what's up.
I probably got it from my grandpa. Yeah. He was in the radio and
all
that
stuff. You wouldn't look like you would sound like that, though.
Nah.
I don't know.
I'm hearing a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
You saying I look extra young?
You don't look like you.
No.
Your voice don't look like you.
Visually and audio.
Like, if I close my eyes, I would. Are you having fun so far?
For sure.
Good.
For sure.
Okay. So, I said you're the CEO of RDM. And what is that, though?
RDMENT. That's me, that's the label, that's the independence, that's, you know, more of a symbol now, more of a, you know, it was definitely a movement when it first started, you know what I'm saying, with certain players and everything else, you know what I'm saying, but time and everything moved on, so it's been a minute since we first did it, you know what I'm saying, and I actually got the paperwork behind it and all that, so.
Nice.
Now it's really just mainly me on this business tip and really learning the ins and outs of all that paperwork and.
Right.
Big terms and all that extra shit, you know.
Right.
Got any other artists under the stamp or just you right now?
It's me and my guy PG. Officially, you know what I'm talking about? It's me and my guy PG. He on the track, you hear in the background and shit that she wants me. Hey. That's really his song. He put me onto that, you dig? And we rocked that out, but yeah, shouts to my brother and shit, you know what I'm talking about? But yeah, officially it's just us, you dig?
So small so far.
Yeah, for sure.
That's nice though.
For sure.
You use the M, like the thunder emoji a lot. Is that what that is?
Yeah,
what is that?
It's a, because we deal with, that shit just came about, I don't know, through just texting. We had a whole membership, you did. That's what it is. And yeah, we just, that shit, I don't even know who brought it out or who did it first or what. I just know we started doing it and, you know, I ran with it. And it's in my logo and all the shit. You know what I'm saying?
It works.
Yeah, I try to keep it on every post. as much as I can so they get familiar with it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And know that's but I see a lot of people using it.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying. I don't know who really, you know, it's the emoji at the end of the day.
No, I'm saying for when they're referring to you guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, when they do that, yeah, they know.
So what part of Seattle are you from?
South Seattle.
Yeah,
right there in Cloverdale. South Cloverdale.
We got a lot of South Seattle.
We got all the South Seattle niggas in the
car. Are you guys rap? Look at us.
I don't know.
Everybody do them, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody do them.
That's probably not even true.
I don't know. A lot of them rap, but it's just a few of them that really take it serious, you know what I mean? And really grind on it and really go, but... Yeah, you know everybody rap, though.
You like niggas put me in the lab, bro.
Yeah,
I'm
talking about everybody rap.
No.
You know how that shit be on.
Yeah. So, how did you get your name, Frenchioso?
Frenchy, it's a spawn off of my original name. My original name came from my hood, Cloverdale. I got blessed with that shit. They called me Two French. You did, because when I was young and shit, when I had my braids, my sister didn't like to do my hair. Mm-hmm. She just slapped him in two French braids every day. And we just, I'd be in the
really?
In and out, yeah, literally, just in and out the hood every day with the same hairstyle. And we was in the parties and shit, wherever, all the shit, everybody knew me.
Frenchy.
And whatever else you dig, and that shit was what it was.
That's funny.
Yeah, that just fun though.
See?
That's a cool name. And if you guys don't know, he's dreaded up over here.
Yeah, Big Ross and shit, you know.
Big Ross. How long you been growing hair out?
9 years now.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have pictures when they just were like little baby,
yeah,
little shit locks?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I keep those. I keep them pictures.
Because those are funny because, well, once it's locked up, I feel like it grows hella fast. So it's only temporary. People looking crazy with it. Then it just looks really nice.
You gotta go through that though. You gotta go through that stage. You gotta really get them. I couldn't do the Fetty Wap or the, Boom Gang. He got the long dreads now. You know what I'm talking about? Like, cause they with the fake locks and shit.
They are fake.
Like, I can't do them.
That was crazy when I seen Fetty Wap. I was like, wait.
That
shit was crazy.
So you got crochet braids like bitches.
You really did it for the dirt though.
You ever think about cutting them? Ever?
Nah, hell no. That's how. When they get ridiculous, I'll trim them at the most. Yeah. But I ain't never coming off.
You say you're from South Seattle, so do you have like trouble working with other artists from other parts of the city?
Nah, not at all.
That's
not
good. Everyone that's came out here, that's what they usually say. That it's usually not a problem that people are
about their business. That, you know, and I'm from a certain generation anyway. It's not even. The ones that I was at, when I was really actively out there and all the shit, you know what I'm talking about? It was a whole different everything, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I ain't even really tuned in with what's
all
going on
shit.
Now. I just know, you know, the motherfucker that's working and really, you know, trying to do something with themselves, that's who I'm working with. It don't matter where you're from or none of that shit, you do.
Do you think you can blow up here? Or do you have to leave Seattle?
Oh, no. I don't know, because with this internet, anything can happen, really.
That's
you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to...
be everywhere.
Motherfuckers be saying, if, you know, if you move around, you got more of a chance. I feel that, you know, it's just about what you do with where you're at. Because you can go anywhere and sit on your ass and not do nothing.
Just because you're in Atlanta or L.A. or wherever doesn't mean you're about to blow up.
That's why I just try to stay consistent as possible. Just keep working.
And keep putting out good.
I don't even be worried about all that shit.
Quality content. Somebody will see it. It'll happen.
Yeah.
Because that's how it...
With the internet, that's what I'm saying.
With the internet.
Back then, in the 90s... And
you had to move around.
For sure.
People got to see your face,
You really had to be in them offices and really had to do all that handshaking and all the shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, motherfucker click and see everything, so you ain't even...
Just be consistent.
Just keep working.
So when did you first jump into music?
Seriously, in like 2000 and... Like 11, 2012. Like 11, really, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a whole different motive and a whole different, everything, but we ain't even, you dig, but, seriously, though, since like 2011.
Yeah.
I've been doing it all my life, though, you know, fucking around, rapping and shit.
Do you remember the first rap you ever wrote? Spit it if you do.
Man. I gotta... I could probably think of the earliest one I really remember sitting and really writing. It was like, what it do? It's that nigga from the 206, staying fresh, keep it gutter, and I don't ride with a snitch. I'm a motherfucking Mac. I pull bitches every day, and the nigga won't test me because he know I'll spray. AK-47's a couple of Mac 11s, send a nigga to heaven when I pull out a Smith and Wesson. me and my goons, we down to ride on anybody. We scream south in all day and give a fuck with anybody. Say, and if a nigga wanna beef, he better come correctly, cause I got something on my waist to knock him off his feet. He said, but it's, we was busting on earlier. It was crazy cause I'm saying all this shit, I'm rapping all this shit, spitting all this shit like I'm a grown ass man on the track or something. You know what I'm talking about? I'm literally like 12 or something when I wrote that. No exaggeration. Yeah. I wrote that shit in my mom's house right there on Cloverdale in my room, you dig?
Talking about some AKs. People and all that. Remember that shit.
I love it. But nah, that was him though. I mean, that's the one I really remember trying to write, right. You know what I'm saying? But before that, I was just going and freestyling for my mom's little friends and shit and all that shit, you know, right. All kind of shit.
That's
I've been doing
up,
it forever though.
It's funny when people can remember though, because some people can't, but some people really remember their first little rap.
Yeah, I remember that. For sure.
Got to, man.
For sure.
You spit the rap so much, man, you're bound to remember them.
Right, yeah. It's just in there. It's certain ones that's just in there forever. Like, I could, yeah.
What's your writing process like?
Shit. Hear the beat. If I hear the beat and I get a vibe, I gotta get a vibe immediately. Though that's the thing about it, because it's just natural. When I hear the beat, I can hear how they come on or something. But like within the first 10 seconds of hearing the beat, I got it. So once it's that, I just start freestyling and just fucking around and trying to come off with something. And if I catch something, that's when I catch it and keep going.
Yeah.
Me.
I think I first heard you when it was like a Facebook freestyle or something. I'm like, this nigga's filthy. What is this thing? He's gassing.
Yeah, that's what popped it off. That Facebook shit. That's what I said.
The internet.
It could really happen, that internet shit.
Right.
That video fucked around and went viral. And that was hell ago. That was like 2000, right when I got out of prison, 2014. I did that shit literally like a couple days after I got out.
For any local producers out there, I'm looking for beats for him for my side of the mixtape.
Yeah.
So if you have any that you think that he could get on, definitely send it to McAnally Podcast. Like, what the fuck's the email? McAnallyPodcast@gmail.com, and just put Nelly in the, or Frenchie or whatever, in the subject line. Appreciate
it. Yeah, send it in.
Because we want to definitely get him on that going.
So as an artist, what are your what do you feel like are your biggest strengths and weaknesses, if you have any weaknesses?
As an artist, it ain't no weakness.
Yeah.
You did. I got everything a motherfucker asked for. We talking about stage presence and beyond. It ain't even nothing about, we talking about etiquette and all. It's not even, it's the whole package, you dig? It's a lot of shit that come with it. It ain't just about rapping and making a video, you dig?
Yeah,
I definitely feel like I got it, but as far as a weakness, only thing, it's not even, I don't even consider it a weakness, but it's just something that's hindering me, you dig? It's the fact that I'm not really no social cat like that, you dig? Like,
yeah.
I'm really from that era where it wasn't none of this, you know what I'm talking about? Like, we couldn't just hit a motherfucker on no Facebook and say, get on the internet and just say some wild shit and just, you know, all this extra shit, all this internet beef and all this subbing and all this, like, motherfucker, you had to really be in a motherfucker's face to, you know that you had beef with him.
Right? It was going to go down right big.
So it's like, I don't even, this shit that be going on, I don't even be entertained by none of it. That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing I feel like hinders me, because I ain't really, and that's what I've been working on these past few years, is working on being more personable, you dig, and reaching out more, because I was on that super tight shit at first. I don't want to fuck with nobody. I ain't working with nobody. Yo, nigga, I'm just doing me.
But like, that sounds like me. I'm like, I ain't fucking with niggas. I got to meet niggas and it's hard.
You working on it though.
Yeah.
I'm working on it every day. You dig?
Good.
We're gonna start moving around a lot more. I got to moving around earlier.
Yeah, you do seem kind of mean. Like when people were tagging, when people were tagging artists, and when I was like, oh, who should I get on the mix? I was like, nah, he's. He's too mean. I ain't getting
yeah, him out. Man, or whatever I said something. Say, yeah, I was like, hold on, man. What happened?
He ain't getting off.
I don't even know. Come on, man.
But no, so he turned out to be cool, so that's good. So we seen these niggas when we went. Do we talk about it? I don't know. But we was it Contour?
Yeah, Contour.
Yeah, they, Frenchie and Mafia D performed, and they had that shit popping.
That shit was so lit.
I was standing like right in the front. I'm like, this shit's popping. I'm looking around like, oh shit. I was surprised.
I
was like,
there, you know what I'm saying? So I've seen. There is some popping nights, you know what I'm saying? But for like a hip hop night, it's never that popping, bro. Never, man.
Yeah, it was. Motherfucker showed up. Shit, we rock. Shouts to my nigga Mafi, you dig? And Mafioso on the way too, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Cooking.
But yeah, man, that shit was crazy though. We gotta keep it going. It's that energy. Yeah. That's that momentum we need.
Was both your guys' moms in the audience?
I don't know if both mamas. I don't know.
But was your mom there?
I know my mom. Nah, she couldn't make it.
Okay, because they're like, that's why I'm trying to get to the front. They're like, there was grown women. Yeah. Like, man, I can't even see my son. Like, I'm in the way. I was like, oh shit, somebody's mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, go ahead.
That shit was lit.
Motherfuckers knew the lyrics. Like, it was fun.
Sure.
What's the one song? When I get on, I'm gonna buy my mama two houses.
Yeah,
what song is that?
Niggas,
or what was it? Was it that song? Was it Muscle Up?
Muscle Up was going crazy.
Was it that? That shit, I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm Muscle Up.
I had to leave from
the all play night. That.
My
that shit was
I had to leave from my little post. I was like,
my nigga Soup was on the stage going dumb.
That was
Ralphie did went dumb. They did the
Money Call.
These niggas.
Yeah, how they pop it. For sure.
I was like, okay, cool. I like a little ratchet shit like that.
So speak on the Mafioso. How did that come to you and Mafia D? How did that
shit,
come about?
Man, you know, just through like I said, just through on my end, it was more through me being more open to shit, you mm-hmm. dig, and starting to open up more and wanting it, because I had did a lot of shit on my own already, so it was time anyway. So when he did this shit, the Muscle Up, he had did the challenge, the Muscle Up challenge. And the shit went dumb through the city.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? Everybody was doing that shit. And at first, like I said, I was off. I was kind of, you know, iffy, because I didn't want to make it seem like I was riding dog's way.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? And when I did it, though, because my partner Ant, shout out to my nigga Ant, he had did it too.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? And I'm like, okay, this nigga got on the year. Let me fucking real. I got to get on the year. And then so I did this. I just knocked it out of the studio and shit. P. White shot it. Shout out to my guy P. You dig? Motherfucking and I did this shit and it went dumb, and you know, he reached out after that, like, you know, let's fuck around this time. And we had already had prior, you know, street shit, you dig? So it wasn't just no straight off the music shit. We already knew each other, you know what I'm saying, from the streets. But it just linked up like that.
Yeah.
And we've been working since.
That's yeah, I'm ready for that too.
That's just gonna go dumb.
Not them.
We got a few joints on
premiere
that.
Some of them joints.
We got Big L. L finna shoot some shit when he get back off tour.
I said I need a cameo on the next video.
For sure.
Next time you guys recording, let me know.
Yeah,
Ian Mac can come through.
It's good.
Cammy. We've had hella people on so far, because we've had Cammy on, Ralphie on. Soup wasn't on, but he was here when Mafia D recorded. Who are the people you named?
Soup's funny.
That nigga
was having a full blown conversation with no mic.
Right. Did he even have headphones, did he?
He be kicking that shit, though. Me and that nigga be kicking shit all the time.
Yeah, that's cool that you guys got to do that. And you guys are looking real jazzy, real dapper.
And it's crazy because I met him. I met Soup in the county downtown when I first started getting catching my adult cases and shit. The first time I went to King County.
My adult cases.
When I went to King County, I motherfucking met Soup in there hell ago. And we were saying the same things. We was in there rapping and shit. Same shit you did. Every night, me and him was up bussing all night, making motherfuckers mad and shit in the tank. And then, hella years later, we both ended up rapping on some shit. You did.
Is there anyone that you haven't worked with yet that you want to work with locally?
Yeah, for sure. Ralphie. Okay. Did. Chevy Shan. We got to get on some shit. Well, it's a bunch of motherfuckers I already know.
Yeah.
But, man, really, whoever. My nigga Hev. Shouts to my nigga Young Hev. He doing his thing. Shouts to the whole Triple M gang. They doing their thing. Shouts to motherfucking... come on, Kerry Stacks, all that. Najee, all them. Yeah.
Yep.
Shit. Everybody. Whoever really pushing the button. You dig? Whoever really, you know, really working. Zoot it. Shouts to all them. Everybody. Whoever. Yeah. You dig? I'm really willing to work with whoever. That's the thing about it. People be having their, you know, certain, you know, whatever's about me, you did. Mm-hmm. But that's just because a lot of motherfuckers don't know me. And it's right. Crazy because I grew up in the city, you dig? And mm-hmm. Motherfuckers know back then. When I came back from Louisiana, I left for like 2 years,
mm-hmm.
you dig? And I came back from Louisiana, and a lot of shit was different. A lot of motherfuckers, you know what I'm talking about, was on whatever shit. So when I came back, it was kind of, you know, I just started doing me type shit. I wasn't really worried about fucking with people. I was just doing me, you dig? So... a lot of relationships went sour and everything else, but you know, mm-hmm. it is what it is. I just keep doing me, and I provide for mine.
It's this nigga Frenchie at me.
But yeah, whoever's willing to work, man. Right. Whoever's willing to work.
Hit him up.
You did. I got some shit on the way with Cammy. You did.
Nice.
She just hit me a minute ago. We got some shit coming.
That's gonna be dope.
Motherfucking yeah, that's just gonna be crazy for sure. Me and Soup gotta get on some shit. Yeah, a bunch of motherfuckers, everybody.
How do you feel about the scene out here? How do you feel about the climate of Seattle's music scene? Is it a crab in a bucket mentality? Is that like everybody says it is, or do you feel that way?
I don't know, bro. I just, like, it'd be different because I don't even be paying attention to that
right,
shit.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't even really tell you what it's like because I don't be around
my
family.
My ass is always
eating. Yeah, I just work and I just do me, so.
So I have to ask you this. Do you worship the devil? I'm sorry.
I mean, come on.
We can edit it out if we need to.
Nah. Keep that shit in. 100. It's good. Because I be hearing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, like.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm like, well, I'm going to ask. Because you would know.
It's messages in my music, you dig? If you really listen to my catalog, I'm not nothing like nobody out here, you dig? It's totally different. Every single time you hear something, it's going to be totally different. That was my whole thing.
Right.
I prided myself on that, coming different on every track. You dig? Literally. I'm not trying to sound the same. I'm not trying to, you know?
No. That was
a lot of shit motherfuckers just wasn't hip to. A lot of shit I'm ahead of my time on. A lot of shit that's old that you play now, motherfuckers would be like, what the fuck? You dig? Like, but I'd be like, it been there, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. You just wasn't listening type right. shit. So when they hear this type shit, when they hear certain shit, they'll take it for the surface value, you dig? And that's proving my point through what I'm saying, you dig? Like, in the music,
they're not listening.
Listen,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You'll hear what you really want to hear, but,
right.
You know, you'll paint it as what you want to paint it as, but no, I don't worship the devil at all. Okay. In no type of way.
I was like, I'm not in the motherfucker. That's weird. Do people really do that? Do black folks really do that? I'm not with none of
that. Sacrificing baby gums.
Motherfuckers getting confused because I say I don't believe in no religion. Mm-hmm. You did.
Right,
I don't believe in that at all. I just believe in me and the now and what I'm going through. Facts. You did. I move how I move, and the consequences come how they may, but it's off of my decisions and what I'm doing. Period. Right. I believe in me. Mm-hmm. The same values and belief that they put in that book in the Bible is mm-hmm. just what I put in myself.
Right.
You can't call me wrong for that.
No.
And you can't call me the devil.
Right.
Either.
Exactly.
Yes.
Damn.
Like, God, yeah.
Well, good.
Just throw it on a nigga.
Well,
yeah,
we got that cleared up.
Right.
That's
right. The devil.
Nice. So what's next for you? Like, what's coming up? You got any shows or? You got any? You got mixtape coming out with Mafia D. What else?
Yeah, man.
Music videos.
I got a show coming up. I think it's like May 17th, 15th. I forgot. We be updating this shit on the internet all the time, so you'll know. But,
so you can go ahead and just shout out your social media then, too. Then they can find the information.
French is a spitter on Facebook. Frenchie do it right _ on Instagram, Frenchie rolling on Snapchat and shit.
If you don't have the same thing on everything, and then what's your your Twitter?
I met all this shit early. You did
right.
Yeah, I met, that's the change thing about them
it.
All to the
I gotta
same.
Change it. I gotta change because that's the thing. I met all this shit when I was. Like I said, I'll be.
Because what's your Twitter too? It's something.
Oh yeah, I just made it. My fucking, what is it, Frenchie?
And that'd be the other thing too. It's like for the other people, like your ass can't even remember that.
That's
shit.
That's what I said. That's my weakness.
Frenchie also
That's my weakness.
Right.
That's where I'm lacking.
It's totally
at.
No,
I gotta get on my
socials.
I'm gonna send you like some free workshops and shit.
I gotta get on my socials.
It's Frenchioso RDM. Is his Twitter. Frenchioso RDM.
Don't trip, man.
Yeah.
It's okay.
There's workshops and shit you can go to. Like, no, dead ass.
But you know what? I think I'm going to put out like a thing because when we're trying to post about artists, it's hard finding photos. It's hard finding like information. Some people, I'm just like, I'm not going to post you because you don't have like any good photos. So I think I'm going to put out like a little, you know, like here's just some suggestions.
Some games.
Yeah, like, you know, social, your handles, everything, up to date music, whatever.
Yeah,
where can they find your music?
Right. SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes.
Okay, cool.
Spotify, all that good shit, everything. Nice. Frenchie also.
Nice. So we're going to play some games now.
Mm-hmm.
We're done with the with the business. We say that.
Sure.
I'm gonna do this or that first. Okay. This or that. No limit or cash money. Oh, sorry. I'm drinking water. Rude.
You said
no limit or cash money.
Whoa.
Can somebody roll up for me one more time? Can I get another backwards? Sorry.
No limit or cash money.
No.
Damn. That's really kind of heavy though.
Right. No, yeah, that's
yeah, that's not they both busted.
Yeah, they both, yeah.
It just really depends on what era you grew in, I guess. Cause that no limit era was before that, that cash money era. And I caught the good ends of both. You see? I caught the mid, late, no limit, and I caught the early, mid, cash money. You know what I'm saying? So I got the best of both worlds with this shit. But I say cash money just cause they did more. You dig, and whatever else, I guess, but
let me think. No limit or cash. Yeah, I would go with cash money too, but I do fuck with no limit.
You say no limit just off the pioneer aspect, you know what I'm saying?
No limits.
They paved the way.
Master P.
Master P.
Cash money, I was.
He's hella underrated too.
Like taking over for the 99 2000s, all that shit, cash money, I was an eighth grader. We had, it was popping.
I was a third grader. I think, yep, third grade.
Little kids, man.
No ass nigga.
So. Back backwards or swishers?
Backwards.
Denzel Washington or Will Smith?
Denzel Washington.
Ezels or Phillies?
I guess it just depends on what mood I'm in. Right now, I'm in that good Philly.
Right, exactly.
Right. Good Philly. You know what I'm talking about? Easy.
Fast.
These are chips, but they're popcorn. Sorry. Okay, we got it real quick. We be crunching on these episodes. We be so high. I be having these little snacks. I'm sorry, you guys.
We apologize.
If I don't eat something, I'll pass out. So, you know.
And I'm a big nigga, so.
So sorry.
You feel me?
Okay.
Still balanced.
LeBron. LeBron MVP or Harden MVP this year?
LeBron. Come on.
Right.
LeBron.
I didn't write this.
They just lost.
Look at fuck you. Game one. Hirachis or Chucks?
Hirachis or Chucks?
Mm-hmm.
Hirachis. Easy. What?
Hot or cold? I hate Chucks.
Let's think about it. I hate those shoes.
It's not even the look.
It's just how they feel on my foot is weird. I don't like them.
A nice white Chuck on a girl, like in the summertime. That's
middle
cute.
Chucks on the girls. Yeah, that's cool for the females for sure.
But yeah, guys.
She gotta wear like a size 6 or something. She
yeah, because even mine's kind of cute. But
guys,
if she's tall, it's like a size
10. She's a size 10 all white Chucks.
Fucking both.
It makes you feel like you wear a size what?
I wear size 17. So
do you really wear a 17, man? Really? Wow.
6'7", man. I mean, I'm not that tall in the scheme of things.
You're going to tell me that's going to look good in a Chuck?
So my brother is
6'10", right.
And he wears a size 19. So that's a big foot. But I know a lot of footers that only wear like a 15, 16.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so for you to be 6'7",
that wear like a 12, 13.
There's some niggas that are... You have a big foot. I didn't realize you were a 17. Yeah. I mean, I always thought your foot was fucking huge. You wear what?
I wear 13.
I thought you said an 18. I was like, Poe, no, you do not. You should.
I was hoping it would have stopped at like 15. But
just, wow. Okay, that's cool. That's good to know. Seven, because I don't know a lot of big foot niggas like that. Like, my brother's like, that's a big foot. I don't know why you were like a 15. You're 6'7"? You're 6'7"?
Yeah.
I don't know why that you're like 6'7". See, I got a big butt, so niggas just be little. I'm like, nigga, you ain't big.
He's not that much taller than me, though.
No, I thought this nigga was like 6'4". Damn.
Because I'm fat.
Maybe that's...
The height doesn't look as hot, so I'm 6'7".
Oh,
see, that's what I said. Oh. This is a big nigga over here. Like, I knew he was big, but shit. Yeah. Damn, how much do you weigh?
I just lost a lot of weight, so right now.
You were almost 300, huh?
You didn't play nothing?
Shit, I'm way over 300.
You didn't play nothing?
I played basketball and football.
This is a big ass.
I just lost hella weight, so now I'm like 385.
See, Mac be talking about socking bitches for me. You can't sock no bitch for me ever.
No, I wouldn't sock a bitch. I'll definitely
pick him up the
throne,
though.
That's crazy.
Wow, he said I'm well over 300 pounds.
Honestly,
you're over 300 pounds?
Am I
biggest?
My biggest weight, I was 430.
Really, nigga?
Michael, you need to stop.
I was 430. I was 430 and could still dunk a basketball at regular fast.
Damn.
I'm not that down, but
30 pounds over 4?
I'm like 125. Yeah.
I was playing college basketball at 430 when I lost hella weight.
Damn, 430 pounds.
You was damn near. You was damn near.
Oh my! I said the greatest screens, bro. You right up and shoot the ball. Shoot.
You're a big guy.
Shout out
my
nigga Michael Crudo. We used to play in high school together.
This is crazy right now.
I'm setting the screen. I'm gonna pass it to you. Shoot. And they'd be open for like 3 seconds.
Really, nigga.
And just shoot the ball.
I'm mad that I'm just now realizing this.
Michael Crudo. Shout out to that nigga.
So hot or cold?
How to go what?
Like temperature, weather? Like the weather.
All right. But, well, I mean, not,
some people don't like
not,
to be hot.
Not burning hot, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, Did you say medium?
Hella hot. Would you rather be hella hot or hella cold?
Damn. Fuck, bro. Both are just weak. Fuck.
I guess I'd rather, you can put clothes on.
I guess I'd rather be cold because then you can make it hot. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're hot, you can't, you taking clothes off, it don't matter. Even if you butt ass naked, you hot, you hot.
If you're hot, you're sick. Your body gonna shut down. It's over.
For real. Jamie Foxx show or Fresh Prince?
Shit. It was both corny in the certain sense. It was both so corny that they worked. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I don't know, probably just Fresh Prince because he did it first, I guess.
Yeah. Classic. I watched the Jamie Foxx show again, though, and it was funny. Yeah. It was corny, but yeah, it was corny, funny. Yeah, definitely. BMW or Mercedes?
Mercedes, definitely.
Her treat or your treat?
Wait, her what?
Her treat or your treat?
Shit, it just depends. It depends on what we talking about. You
dig? Oh my god, I hate people. Okay, the last thing you watched.
I don't know, it was something on YouTube. I don't know.
The last time you were in love.
Shit.
Yeah. Was I ever?
Yeah.
The last lie you told.
The last lie I told?
And you was in love.
The last lie I told was that I was hard to find.
The last time you threw up from being drunk.
Shit, like 2000, I don't know, 15, something like 16.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
What about you, Poe?
Word?
Yes. This thing is... When was the last time someone went out of their way to do something for you?
Last month, early last month, or something like that. Like a couple months ago or something.
Dang, it's been a minute. Yeah. The last picture you liked on Instagram.
What's her name? Miracle Watts.
She's cute.
Hey.
The last time you were in the studio, besides today.
Just the day before yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah.
The last time you said this is the last time.
The last time I said I wasn't gonna buy something, or the last time I said I was gonna buy something, and
there you are buying shit, wasting your money again.
Yeah.
The last time you were in a physical fight.
Real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz. I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
Oh, shit. Like 2016?
Nice. Been a minute.
16. Early 17. One of them 16.
The last person you told I love you to and didn't mean it.
Shit.
Dang.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't do that.
Yeah, no, I ain't into that. I ain't into that. But I tell you that, you know some. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I really mean that because I don't be saying that for real.
Nice. The last person to not want anything but just to reach out and see how you're doing.
My sister.
Big sister, little sister?
Big sister.
Big sister.
That's the big sisters in the world. Shout out to Lala. Shout out to my sister Lala.
Shout out to Lala. Okay. Your favorite. Your favorite black actress.
What are we talking, look wise or like actual acting or what? What are we talking about?
All of it.
Who's your favorite?
All
of it.
Combine it.
Who you like?
If I could combine it and say the best looking one that's really dope at acting and can switch it up with the roles and shit,
mm-hmm.
and all the shit, and I really smash him, motherfucking probably like Angela Bassett.
But the worst, all the fucking worst, making my kids go to a school with only two other black children because you don't want them to be improperly influenced. Well, guess what, John? You're the motherfucking improper influence. Get your shit, and get out.
Okay.
That's real. I fuck with you on that.
She's like, what, 54?
She's gassed, though. Yeah. Have you seen her? Jeez.
No, that's what I'm saying.
She gonna look good forever.
Still. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's to combine them. But if I could say just based off of looks strictly, probably like, motherfucking, I need that making good or that. Yeah, I need that making good.
Yeah, making good. That's a good one.
Yeah, I need that making good.
That making good.
I need that making.
That cousin Skeeter making good.
No! That was the no. She had. That's when she had the braces and shit. Dumb gaps everywhere.
I thought she had like a dead tooth or something. It was
somewhere.
Nah, she had.
Ooh, that was funky.
It was just spaced out hella bad.
Your favorite meal when you're high after 2 a.m.
Dang. Shit.
Big ass dairy gold bucket, ice cream, some snacks.
What kind of ice cream?
That shit's fire.
I do that Ben and Jerry's strawberry shortcake. Yup. Ben and Jerry's strawberry shortcake. That's him.
You guys like Neapolitan ice cream? Someone call me basic. Big ass dairy gold
bucket, Neapolitan.
Anytime. Someone call me basic because I got that last name. What's your favorite TV show on Netflix?
I don't watch TV.
Don't nobody watch TV.
And if I do watch some shit, it ain't gonna be no TV show. I'm gonna watch a movie. Like last night, I was just watching Scarface. Fell asleep watching that shit.
What's your favorite line when you slide into someone's DM?
I don't really do the sliding, you know? Too often. But biggest lie?
No, what's your favorite line?
Oh, the favorite line. I don't know, just tell her she beautiful or something. You know, some little corny shit.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I hate you niggas. Favorite time of the day?
Shit. Probably like the morning, early morning. I always wake up really early.
So. Do you?
Yeah, like naturally. Now.
Favorite corner store?
Rainey's, right there on Cloverdale.
And right there in Cloverdale,
not New Star anymore. You know, we call that Rainey's, you know.
Okay.
No disrespect to my niggas, they took on the Mini Mart name, you did. But we call that corner store Rainey's, though, when you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And then one more question. You're not from Seattle if you, whatever, finish this sentence.
You're not from Seattle if you ain't got a tattoo at Lucky Devil.
That's a good one. Hey, I got this. In fact, Lucky.
There we go.
Lucky Devil did my cover up. I'm armed. Nice. That was a good one.
Another light.
Hey, some random.
Is there another light?
Okay, so we're going to freestyle now.
Shit.
Let me turn up a little bit more in the headphones.
is a Macanelli exclusive. Hey.
Small circle, I'm the chosen one. Shout goes out to Junior, that's my only son. I'm hearing niggas talking like I owe him one. But why the fuck you talking when I'm holding a gun? I'm in my lane to the top, it's a lonely run. Name somebody that's gonna stop me, nigga, show me one. My youngin' asked for a route, so I showed him one. You need protection when you running, so I throwed him one. We was kids digging ditches, making quick decisions. You get it fast, and that's the same way that shit diminished. We used to clock in on the block, and we take commission. Getting paid off that pivot like I'm Blake Griffin. The school of hard knocks, nigga, I was in it. Wu-Tang for the window, and a Glock was my tuition. Hey, it's crazy, cause you don't know the half. Came from boiling that water just to take a bath. I just sit and reminisce upon them days we had. A lot of karma in my life, I had to pay for that. I got my strength through the strife, cause it gave me that. You can't survive through your struggle, you wasn't made for that. Sharpened up around my edges, so I'm knowing more. Seeing visions of me having, slamming foreign doors. Stand taller for it all is what you going for. You get too close to they vision, end up distorting yours. You gotta kick that shit you feel, so you know it's real. My nigga sitting for 18 and can't get no appeal. Told he hold his head high, but shit, I know he will. Took my nigga out of high school, he got that Kobe deal. They got me jumping over obstacles and over hills. That's why whenever I get my shot, I'm going overkill. Painting pictures with these bars, so I show you steel. You ask me why I go so hard until I show you bills. When it's real, it's different. You can feel the difference. I'm in the front, no looking back. I know you feel the distance. V8 engines, turbo torched. I know you see me shifting. VS1s, VVS. I know you see me glistening. Used to pray for all this shit to see if he would listen. Got off my knees, got on my feet just to complete the mission. I've been gifted with linguistics. Hear it in my diction. CEO, I sign myself, but I forget to mention. Hey, came from long nights and rainy days. I made it out, so for my young niggas, I paved the way. Take this shit one at a time, live it day to day. Ain't no handouts in this shit, young nigga, pay your way. I'm going for it all, I tell them fuck the course. You can't break me, these the makings of a fucking boss. When they took my brother's soup, I barely shook it off. But I know the win ain't as sweet as you ain't took the loss.
Frenchie!
Hey, hey, but I know the win ain't as sweet as you ain't took the loss.
If you ain't took a loss,
Nice.
But I know the win ain't that sweet if you ain't took the loss.
That's how you fucking come to Macanelli. Fucking rip shit.
Rest in peace, my nigga Pete. Shout out to shit. Shout out to all my niggas. Free the game. It's a difference. See what I'm talking about?
That's how you fucking come to Macanelli.
I don't just be saying shit. I don't just be saying shit. It's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they get to talking about all that, who's the best and who top lyrics is and who's all this, whatever, and who's that. I just
nice.
Do this.
You
know?
You're like, wait, let me get ready. Nice.
I see, I feel you. I know,
we
man.
Love it. We love it. No, we do.
I knew I was coming to Macanelli.
Nice.
That's why I said I got a rice. So hold on, let me. Hold on, let me. You did. Yeah, man, you don't. You gotta do something different. I be on my bullshit sometimes too, though. Don't get me wrong. I be gunning and drugging and all that. I be doing. You know, it's. You know. But nigga, you gotta come with. You gotta be able to do that though. At least I'ma say that.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to give it off like you. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
It's different.
Nice.
You did that, my nigga.
Thank you. So, yeah, you gonna stay with us and finish the show? We got a few
absolutely,
more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
For sure.
I'm going to Puerto Rico on Tuesday. Wednesday. I'm feeling good. My sister's like, they're gonna think you're Puerto Rican. Like, yeah, fuck
about
you're
say,
right.
You can pass no. Go down there and fit in.
No, maybe when I get a tan, maybe a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so let me think. Okay.
About to get the real life filter.
You know, because I'm bringing is coconut oil. That's all I need.
You gotta be out there roasting.
Yeah. Ugly nigga guidelines.
Ugly nigga guidelines. 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 Guidelines.
Ugly nigga guidelines. Right there, when it be a minute. Shout out to the MUU.
Hashtag MUU, Mean United Ugliness, all you ugly motherfuckers. I'm back, and I got a guideline. The best thing I can tell you about being ugly, my nigga, and you trying to get a bitch, just don't sweat the bitch, man. Quit sweating these bitches, bro.
Oh, man.
Just do you, nigga. Get a little swag about you. Get a little something about you, and be the attraction. You be the, you know what I'm saying? Don't sweat these bitches, man.
Please don't.
They don't want to be sweated.
Then they don't do nothing but put it on Facebook.
It's gonna be put on Facebook.
They don't do nothing but screenshot and put it on.
Come on,
that shit's
man.
Weird. I never understood.
It's gonna be the nigga
that
in the phone with your number not saved.
Bitches be so like, bitch. First of all, that happens to everybody. It's not that fucking cool. And why are you putting that on there?
Because that's
look what these niggas is. This like you're corny.
Yeah, that should be weak.
Bitches like bitches just like to let niggas people know that niggas is on them though.
Niggas is on everybody.
Right.
We're not special.
Stop sweating these bitches. Just
that shit go viral.
Just be cool.
That shit always go viral.
Look how curved this nigga. This nigga been stressing me.
They respond just to post.
Yeah.
Just so they have someone to screenshot someone.
Post this nigga.
Right. Exactly.
You don't know what he done walked into. But so you won, Jerome.
I have a quick pet peeve, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
Self-proclaimed crazy bitches. Who told you bitches you was crazy?
Oh, these bitches think
until
crazy.
You fuck a Reddit to a real crazy bitch, right? Stop fucking playing.
You ain't got the answers,
bitches
man.
Ain't crazy. I'm crazy with the nigga. I'm crazy with my motherfucking ass. That's it. That was a quick one.
Why do bitches think it's cute to be crazy?
I'm so crazy. Shut the fuck up.
No, I do not have to.
That bipolar shit is not cool. People call me crazy. I never refer to myself as crazy, and it pisses me off. I hate to be known as crazy.
Hey, look, don't be calling me crazy, right? Because I'm not crazy. I hate when people call me crazy. I hate that, son. You don't call me. Don't be calling me crazy. Hey, Jerry, tell him stop calling me crazy before I go crazy.
I'm perfectly sane, thank you.
Yeah, actually, I'm perfectly. You're fucking crazy. Your goddamn mind.
Misdiagnosis.
I'm not like that crazy, like stalk. You know, because when I think of crazy, I think of like, oh, bitch, you're exactly that stalker fatal check. Like,
shit.
No.
Crazy.
Like, I'll slap the shit
calling
out of you.
Calling a nigga 170 times in 3 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. Don't call me crazy. I don't like that shit.
God.
And stop calling yourself crazy.
Oh, my God.
Normal.
Regular ass. Dumb bitch. You're not crazy. You're dumb bitch.
Regular ass emo bitch. Learn. Paint your fingernails black.
Learn.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, bitch. That's it. Oh, local music.
Yeah.
Local music.
Local music. My local song is called Trust Issues by Ace B.
Trust Issues. Ace B.
Ace.
Ace B.
Ace B.
Ace B.
All right.
Trust Issues.
All right, Ace B. Oh, it's R&B?
Shout out my nigga Low Key Kurt.
Key Kurt, my nigga Kurt.
Yeah, my nigga Kurt sent me this juice.
Yo.
You just took it all away and made me wanna cry. And when I'm feeling down, I lose all control. Emotions keep coming down, I'm trying to let you go. So if you wanna talk to me again,
hey, yo, what up?
Try to act like we were always friends.
I remember when I was at my lowest. Ain't no money being a poet. Shit wasn't looking right, so then you stated. I admit shit was mad complicated. I was heavily sedated. Round the time my consciousness is being awakened. Ain't a point in me front trying to fake. You had my heart and had my mind up in the mix. Who would've known you would've turned
and
around
and
break
it. Really be up on the fake.
I admit I placed the girls before we dated. Crying through bullshit when the help was long
I
waited.
I used to dream hard about the day I would do this beat.
Come to find out it's so fake, I'm so used to this. I can never sell out for some dollars for that white man in the collar. Need your help still, Lord, till I'm through with this.
But
back
oh
to the top,
guys,
chill up on my
hey,
bed.
I thought that was that.
I thought that nigga was in the room. That nigga said, hey, yo.
I know, Paul was like, who's talking?
I thought that was playing off.
Oh my God, you niggas ain't shit.
We delete
the tracks.
Oh. That's what we're gonna do.
We're keeping this. We're keeping this.
No, you can't keep us talking over it. We'll keep this song. I'm saying we'll delete us.
No, we'll keep it all.
You gotta come harder than that. You got your song playing on Mac and Nelly. You're just gonna get played.
Go back to that apartment.
Look, this is the thing, though. This is the thing.
I'm saying, nigga, wait a minute.
This is the thing, though. If you send your shit to get played, it's gonna get played. If it's weed, nigga, this shit's weed. Nigga, but we played it. You know what I'm saying? You put yourself out there for this.
Emotions keep coming down. I'm trying to let you go. So if you wanna talk to me again.
Hey, yo, yo, what up?
Hey, I did that.
I thought that was mad. I was like, what? Shut up.
The beat is dope. I was expecting something totally different.
Hey, yo, what up?
My nigga sound like Dawn from the Temptations. Shout out to Ace B, man. That's Ace B with trust issues. Do not delete none of that shit.
Well, definitely don't.
No. No. You better fucking not.
Well, shit.
You send your shit here, it's gonna get played. And if your shit is not up to par, it's your fucking fault.
Yeah.
Take this shit as energy and make some better shit.
Yeah.
And don't say hey yo before your fucking verse comes in because you thought you were in the room.
Oh man.
I just snorted. You're out of line.
Do not fucking delete none of this.
Shit.
Next.
Not next. Okay. Ray Casino, LA. I think that's his whole name. Ray Casino, LA. Stop Playing With Me is the track.
Stop playing with me, playing with me. Cause I be with the bullshit.
I got 250s, nigga. That's a cinch. Been ballers since elementary and jug in the penitentiary. Niggas fugazi. Shit, Rolex ticket. Niggas money show. They be lying to kick it. I be late night proud. Like I'm Blake, nigga. Put your face in the sun, your shit knocked into the shade, nigga. Fool speaking on my name like I'm a genie. Make a wish, get your ass kicked for fucking with me. Pressing up Crenshaw, flocking with that Chuck Norris knocking down doors on the come up. Looking for the safe. Try to stop me, it's murder was a case with Macho Man in your face. I ain't fucking with the foolery. Niggas is dope fiends now. Ain't it made it cool to be pookie? Test me with that dope fiend shit, get stressed out. Red dot, leave a nigga with a chest out. Stop playing with me.
Stop playing with me, playing with me. Stop playing with me, playing with me. Stop playing with me, playing with me. Cause I be with the bullshit. Stop playing with me, playing with me. Stop playing with me, playing with me. Stop playing with me, playing with me.
That's real West Coast right there.
Hey, this is funny.
Hey. So that was Ray Casino, LA. I guess he sent that in. He might be from LA.
Ooh,
was that not local music?
Shit.
Hey, he sent it in. He sent it in. Fuck it.
From the West Coast.
He's just supporting.
He was busting though.
Yeah, he was.
That's what I'm saying.
His flow is crazy. He got a dope flow. Fuck that.
Keep sending in your music. MacAnellyPodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you have beats for Frenchie for the mixtape, send it in to me.
Or you got
Thank
beats
you.
That you want on the promo videos.
Yeah, whatever. Send it in.
Anything like that.
Send in your beats. You know, we're fucking with all you niggas.
And all of that shit.
It's another episode. Episode 19. You got something to say, Frenchie? You got a tweet?
Man, follow me. Fuck with me.
Follow me, fuck with me. Thought of the day, fuck with Frenchie. All right? We're out of here. Bye, niggas.
Peace.
Bye, Lisa.
You can be my iris. Eat that pussy up. I'ma get the itis. Beat that pussy up like I work for United. Flyer than a pilot. Pockets on Goliath. Say I drive crazy.
Thank you for tuning in to Mac and Nelly. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Mac and Nelly, MacAnnelly.
And I'm out here shining. And I'm out here grinding. You ain't working, Tommy. Cup full of drink, chain full of diamonds.
phone full of problems. Keep my shit on silent. Bad bitches in my section, no more section 8.